Hey, how are you doing? I hope I'm not too late. I was hoping to visit early enough to help you unpack and get settled in your new place. I know it can be rough moving into a new place for the first time. That's how it was with me. And you are living all on your own for the very first time. Oh, sweetie, you poor thing. It must be so intimidating thinking about all the adult things. But don't worry, you don't have to deal with it alone. I'm always here if you need help with any adult things. You know, like setting up Wi-Fi or auto pay for the gas or things like that. Anyway, can I come in? I would love to help you unpack and take a load off of your shoulders. I mean, it's the least I can do. You've always been coming over to hang out with my brother ever since you two were little kids. You practically lived in my house. We are practically family. And if you let me in, I've got a little present for you. I brought some burgers with my special stuffed buns. I made them especially for you. Because I know how much you love my buns. Oh wow, I really did come at just the right time. It looks like you almost haven't set up anything yet. Not even the bed. Other than the frame. How are the two of us going to manage without a bed? You know, to rest on when we get tired from unpacking. That's why it's usually one of the first thing you should unpack. Well, it looks like you're really going to be putting me to work here. There's so much to unpack. Look at all these packages. But don't worry, there isn't a package of yours I cannot handle. Because when I first moved into my own place for the first time, I had a lot to unpack too. So I got really good at it. Anyway, the sooner we get started, the sooner we can get this over with. And I'm sure you'd like to get our workout off the way so we can have a bit of fun. Watching movies or something. Okay, let's see here. It looks like this box is labeled shirts. This one is labeled pants. Oh, and this one is just labeled private. I'm guessing you want to be the one to open that one. I can take a guess as to what's inside. Don't worry, I don't judge. I know you're a young man, so you might have some embarrassing toys in there. Like action figures or something. Anyway, it looks like the dresser is one of the few things you have out, strangely enough. So let's start unpacking your clothes. Here, I'll start with the box full of your pants. What's wrong, sweetie? Do you have a problem with me going through your pants? Is there anything you're hiding in your pants that you don't want me to see? Oh, wait, no, you're right. We need to set the bed up first. Right. How could I forget? It looks like you're a good listener. Okay, well, the frame is already all set up, so fortunately, we basically just have to plop down the mattress on it. Here, I'll take this side of the mattress. Okay, do you have that side? All right, lift it. All right, put it down on the frame. There we go. Wow, you look beat already. You barely did any lifting and you're already looking like you're ready to take a nap. Come on. I know you can last longer than that for me, sweetie. You seem a bit out of shape. No offense. I mean, I love you anyway, but maybe I should give you some exercise. Any ideas on how I could do that? Well, maybe we could go for a jog sometime or something. I'm sure that could help you out, though. You look like you want to take a nap just from hearing me say that, but... Wow, this bed is super soft. Where did you get this mattress? It's amazing. Ah, this bed is so comfy. I just can't get enough of it. I belong in your bed. I can't believe you're keeping it all to yourself. Even though there's just enough room on it for the two of us. But, you know, naps can come later. Right now we need to focus and unpack all your other stuff. And like I said, don't worry. I know it's hard, sweetie, but you've got me to take care of it. So then, how about next we unpack the shirts? And you're just unpacking the burger. You know what? No, it's fine. We should probably eat them before they get cold anyway. Come on. I didn't get them hot and ready for you for nothing. Go ahead, dig in. You didn't finish your burger? You've still got part of the patty left. What's wrong? Do you not like the meat? Well, if you don't want it, can I have it? I'll even make you a deal. If you give me the rest of your burger, I will let you hand feed it to me. Doesn't that sound nice? I'm sure you can't wait to put your meat in my mouth. By the way, you know, I noticed you left one of your old sweaters by the trash can. Were you trying to throw it out? If you don't want it anymore, can I have it? I know, it might just be a junk to you at this point. But I happen to like your junk. Oh, thank you for letting me keep it. You're such a sweetie. Is there anything I can do to repay you? I mean, other than helping you unpack all this stuff, obviously. You know what? Enough sitting around. Let's get back to work. At least, working myself tired will give me an excuse to get in your bed. But first, could you show me to the bathroom? I kinda need to go. Oh, wow. This is your bathroom? Sweetie? Are you seeing this? Look at this. There's mold everywhere, and look at these pipes. They're exposed, and they're leaking, and this is your only bathroom, right? Oh, and look at the ceiling, too. I think that's evidence of termites. Oh, sweetie, you poor thing. This entire place is a health hazard. I cannot let you live in a place like this. You deserve better. You deserve me. I told you before, haven't I? You are basically family. So it's fine for us to live together, right? I live alone, actually, so I can get pretty lonely, and I'm sure you could keep me company. So, come live with me? You've known me for so long, I'm sure you're comfortable with me. You can trust me, so come on. Don't be a stranger. Come stay with me. There's plenty of room for you at my place. And my bed is big enough for the both of us. Oh, sweetie, you poor thing. What made you think you have a choice? You are in danger. You need me. So I'm going to save you whether you like it or not. You're coming with me. I'm not even going to consider abandoning you. You're staying with me. There's no way I couldn't let you in. So, welcome to my house. Why don't we go and relax on the sofa? Would you like that? Alright. You know, I have always liked you. Of course, you're very cute. Do you want to do something fun tonight? Like what? You'll see. Hi. Let me just take this off. I can see you are already very turned on. Is that so? I'm making you nervous. You don't have to be nervous, okay? I mean, it's just me. Oh, look at that. What if I put this in my mouth? Would you like that? I'm sure you would. Do you like it? Yeah, you like it? Let me keep going then. Do you want me to keep going? Yeah, you don't want me to stop. Oh, you're so cute. Yeah. You want me to go harder? You want me to go faster? Yeah, is that it? I love how you taste. You taste very sweet. Do you know that? Yeah. Do you want me to put it in? Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go faster, okay? I'm gonna go faster. You come when I tell you to. Do you understand? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh. You're so big. You're so big. You're so fucking big. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yes, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. I forgot to let you come. I'm sorry. Do you still want to come? Yeah. I already came, so what should I do now? Alright. I will just jerk you off right now and... you can come inside my mouth. How about that? Yeah? You're very, very naughty boy, do you know that? Come, you can come now. Good boy. Who's my good boy? Yeah, you're my good boy.